Who's our third today?
Zach.
Okay, then I'm going to do this article because it's going to make me mad.
Welcome to Bruise Day Tuesday podcast episode 623. I'm Sam Ginsberg. Why don't you just get rid of that stupid background image?
Why don't you just go to hell, Lyle?
I am in hell when I look at Tyler Dryblad.
Accurate. Accurate all around. Welcome, everybody, to another hellish edition of the Bruise Day Tuesday podcast. We're going to be talking about just absolute monstrosities in the beer world, really, is what we're going to be talking about today.
And you definitely put those in the chat, so we know.
I have a total plan about...
I have concepts of an idea of sending those in the chat.
Shut up, Samuel. Why don't you go to hell, Lyle? I guess while I'm popping those in the chat, we can say hello to our guest for this week. Hi, Zach.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just getting shamed on the show. Honestly, at this point, it is. What do you got this week?
I've got Summer Nights from Central Waters Brewing. Wheat ale brewed with peaches and black tea. The can art is new. As I read this out loud, I actually don't remember if I've had this before.
Show.
It's 5.2 ABV.
I'm on the case. What's the name again?
Summer Nights.
Oh, tell me more, tell me more.
Is that with a K or without?
Without.
Did it put up a fight?
It did not. Not really at all. But it's a wheat ale, black tea and peaches. Came out wheat colored, you know. Smelled like peaches, actually quite a bit. I don't know. I don't know if what I had was good or not. I need to parse through. I'm like, maybe... I always have this thought whenever there's, like, a brew with tea. I'm like, maybe I just don't like tea. I drink tea sometimes, and it's fine. So I'm like, I don't know. I'll have to parse through if they've kept up their end of the bargain, and I'm the problem, or if they're the problem, or it's both.
I haven't had that many tea beers, but there's a local one around here that's black tea and blueberry Belgian. And it's quite tasty. I think I may have had it on the show.
Zach, you're in the clear. You haven't had this on here. I did.
Oh,
and I was surprised to see that. I was like, I had this really recently. Episode 574. That's really... No, that's a year ago. I had this a year ago.
Yeah. Well, I have Lost Rhino Brewing Company's New River Pale Ale, 5.4% ABV. Pretty light head, different size bubbles, tons of floaties, fucking unbelievable amount of floaties in here. And what's really kind of an amber colored beer, to be honest with you. I don't know about this. I'm getting lots of red flags. It doesn't really smell like much of anything, to be honest with you. No, this is not a pale ale. That's not what this is. This is maybe an American pale ale. Maybe. But it's too malty. It's far too malty. It's not hoppy enough. It's weird. I don't know. This is... it's not bad, but it's certainly not a pale ale.
Think of an APA as being hoppier than a pale ale.
Do you?
I think of it as being like the middle ground between a pale and an IPA.
Interesting. Maybe I'm
being... Or is that by definition, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I could certainly be wrong.
It's ChatGPT.
Okay. Yeah, let's check chat. That's a great idea. But in any case, this isn't hoppy enough, and it's too malty, and I don't know. It's not a bad beer, but it's not what it claims to be. Samuel, what does chat say?
I'm a slow typist, so I just said,
this is boring. Oh, it's so boring.
Well,
oh,
good
no.
thing. Good thing you destroyed a pure it's mountain lake.
Than IPAs, it says.
Okay.
It also refers to Sierra Nevada as the benchmark APA, which I wholly disagree with.
Yeah, well, good. It's a good thing we did all of this. Sam, why don't you talk to us about your beer instead of talking to chat about my beer?
Because chat doesn't fucking talk back to me. So a lot of the time when I'm at the beer store, I'll find a beer with a name that I find intriguing. And even if the style isn't that intriguing, I'll still buy it because I like the name. Or maybe there's cool can art or something.
Yeah.
This one feels like it's taunting me. Like, this'll suck so bad. Why don't you drink it, chump? And I was like, I will drink it. Oh, yeah. You got me. This is Drekker Big Lump of Knobs Corn Lager.
Oh, no.
Huh.
So you see,
I've been right where, knobs. Yeah.
I had to buy this.
I've been right where you are, though. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, what's that song where it's like, 50% something, 10% something.
It's Mike Shinoda. Is that in Fort Minor? Is that a Fort Minor song? 50% concentrated power of will.
Yeah, that's
there.
That's
you go.
The
song, yeah,
I'm thinking of, but it's like it was in like every commercial for any athletic brand for a year.
Yes. Yes.
So my first thought was 90% corn, 10% piss.
Oh no. That's not good.
I don't have a good rhyme for it. I'm sorry.
I don't want to be drinking this.
You've never had a shittier beer than this? Yeah. The...
No, yeah. Honestly.
It's this. You got to just stick a landing on this.
Yep.
The flavor is actually surprisingly crisp and yeasty. Wait a minute. Do I like this beer that smells like piss? What's happening? I'm going to have to do some soul searching and not paying attention to the articles. Just a heads up.
It's sterile. Sometimes, and I like the taste.
Yeah, yep. Sometimes you get a beer that smells rank and tastes good, and I'm always surprised. But every once in a while it happens. But speaking of things that are rank that I would not want to taste, let's go to our first article from BottleRaiders.com. Buffalo Wild Wings' latest menu item is 50% Mountain Dew, 50% beer. That's right. B-Dubs has introduced the Mountain Dew Rattler, which you can get now through August 19th at its locations. It doesn't say what the beer is in there. It's just beer and Mountain Dew, which I feel like would make a really big difference, but they're not saying.
You know that it, like, make a difference what beer is in there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean... I think it would make a huge difference if it's like, you know, Budweiser versus like creme brulee stout or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like Guinness or something. Yeah, thank you, Samuel. But it's going to be gross either way.
Now I'm weighing in my head like, okay, how do I talk my in-laws into coming up here to watch the kids so Emily and I can go drink this?
You can drink this and then, you know, go back and raise your family. It's a Rattler.
That's true. He's right about that. I don't like Rattlers in general. And then you're going to mix it with a Mountain Dew. It's like, goddamn.
Well, I don't think we're mixing a Rattler with a Mountain Dew. We're making a Rattler using a Mountain Dew.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the semantics.
It would be even worse if you mixed
that's true.
Like a 2-5 Rattler 50-50 Mountain Dew.
Also,
sugar, your teeth fall out of your head.
I feel like they also missed the market for this by, like, I don't know, 18 years or something? Like, when did Halo 3 come out? Like, that was the time to do this.
When was Buffalo Wild Wings?
The time to do it was 6 months before Four Loko came out and rendered useless.
Yeah.
This is,
I don't know.
I literally, like, just trying to think of something to, like, give me a worse hangover and fuck up my stomach more.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you're not going to get drunk because it's going to be 2-5.
Yeah.
Maybe a red wine mixed with Mountain Dew?
Tequila?
Disgusting.
It's weird that Mountain Dew, at least to my understanding, maybe this is apocryphal, was like originally developed to be a mixer, specifically with whiskey or with moonshine, maybe.
Yeah.
So it's weird to see it in this position. It feels like it's getting a little cucked.
Yeah.
Sure. Go on about that, Samuel. Expand upon that.
Was really hoping you wouldn't have follow up questions.
Feeling it out, seeing how
it didn't make any sense, and now everyone knows.
But it's not that I dislike Mountain Dew specifically. I mean, I don't really like soda in general, but just like, why would you think that beer flavor and Mountain Dew flavor would go together? It's just a novelty.
Mountain Dew should be selling pre-made cocktails, Sam, like you were saying. They should have like whiskey canned cocktails that are Mountain Dew branded, or like tequila, like a Mountain Dew margarita.
I think like, rum too, they could probably get away with.
It mixes great with lots of things, and not beer though. Like this is the one thing, and red wine, Sam, like you posited, that would also be terrible. That would be pretty fucking horrible. Would sir like the Mountain Dew house red? And you're like, yeah, thank you, let me try that.
You got to mix a Mountain Dew with white. Come on.
Yeah, everybody knows that. I feel like it would pair with like a Doritos Locos Taco. This has the same energy as that to me.
Except like, I love 19, Doritos Locos Tacos.
Yeah.
I'd still eat those today. Yeah.
I still like them. They're worse now than they used to be, too. They're like extra bad.
Sure.
When they were fresh on the market and they tried to impress us all, we went to one that was like one of the test restaurants. It was in, it's like Martha's Vineyard. We like went over to like the Cape for a spring break, and they had them out, and they're like, that Taco Bell has them. And we went at like midnight and to this very nice Taco Bell in Martha's Vineyard.
That's hilarious.
And it was fantastic.
I'm sure we've told this story on the show before, but when we were homebrewing in college, we would buy so many Doritos Locos Tacos in the morning to fuel us through the homebrewing that they would put them in the fucking like party taco box. They didn't do a party taco box of Doritos Locos. They just had to put them in there.
We didn't put in a catering order. We just bought enough that it seemed like a catering order.
This is a catering order.
It was sick.
That ruled. Best days of my life, awesome. Man.
Truly.
Best days of my life. Getting morning drunk, eating tacos, falling asleep during homebrew downtime to the Pokemon anime for a good 80 minutes, and then you start drinking again.
Truly magical days.
Yeah.
I don't know. So like you said, you can get this through the 19th. I do have a Buffalo Wild Wings just down the road from me, but I just... I can't bring myself. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. If I remember, then I will do it. But chances are great that I won't remember.
If I can talk 3 stacks into us having a rare family dinner meetups so I can drink this. No,
there's
you know what?
No.
It's just like an if false statement. Like, don't even bother writing it.
There's no place more welcoming to kids, I think, than Buffalo Wild Wings. With all its steel and noise and darkness and sad 30-year-old men.
Honestly, I could see the older two, the girls, loving it just because there's TVs everywhere. And I'll be like, do you know what's happening? Right. And they'll be like, I think that's sports, but it is moving pictures, and I love those.
Sure. Oh my god, excuse me. That was a burp out of nowhere. What, Samuel? Okay. He makes the faces like I'm just supposed to ignore him.
It makes it easier for me to cut if you don't acknowledge it so hard. Shut the fuck up.
Don't make a crazy face then. He's over here gurning. You guys seen the gurning championships?
Well, not to leave all of this in, you dipshit.
G-U-R-N.
What's gurning? Am I going to regret asking you what gurning is?
It's just like I think it's a UK thing where they just pull mad faces. Just absolute ridiculous faces. And it's just who can pull the wackiest face. But they can make some real weird faces.
Yeah.
Would Jim Carrey clean up at this?
Probably, yeah. But there's a video of like the gurning championship, like gurning at the queen, and she is completely unamused. It's very amusing.
I mean, it's beneath her station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's just like, okay, all right.
You have to know that's going to go over so bad. Like,
yeah.
It's like having her at the Nathan's hot dog eating competition.
Behold, your majesty, for you. And just like, oh my god, is that guy fucking cracking a hot dog in half to eat it faster? What
the fuck? It's weird that Joey Chestnut's heaven is Queen Elizabeth's hell. Weird how that works out.
It's because he loves making old women watch him eat hot dogs.
Exactly.
Do you think that might mean that he is Christ and she is the Antichrist? Listen, guys, I'm looking to start a religion.
Okay. I'm in. It's
really specific.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not a religious holiday, but we did have a big holiday a couple days ago. Anybody do anything fun for the 4th of July? Goddamn. Anybody do anything fun for the 4th of July? Fuck.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you do?
I went over to a good friend's house.
Oh yes, I forgot.
Potluck meal. Then we like went back home and watched a fucking movie. Just watched some bullshit movie about nothing. And I talked during the whole thing. And it was incredible.
Yeah. Yep.
How is Top Gun with you talking through movies? Because that feels like it could be a relationship ender, that tendency of yours.
Yeah, so you know, sometimes she's great, and sometimes she does not like it, and I am calibrating still when it's what, because it doesn't matter if she's seen the movie before. Like, I thought maybe that would come into effect. It's like, if she thinks it's worth paying attention to, and that can mean whatever it means at the time, but as long as I can get a movie where she does not feel like she has to pay attention, I can talk during it.
I get that.
I'm more in her position. And Emily will talk at me while I'm trying to watch something. And I still haven't mastered this. The move of hitting pause and sighing at the same time. to let her know, I want to hear this. I'm prioritizing you, but I'm not happy about it. And it hasn't worked for me, and I can't figure out why.
I think it's a woman move. I don't think you can do it.
I absolutely talk through movies, and that wouldn't stop me, Samuel.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I can just take a beat from the movie to say something and then just go back to the movie. Because, like, I know what this, like, I don't know. I feel like once you've seen enough movies, like, you're not, like, 7 years old anymore. You know what scene it is in the movie. You're like, okay, they're going to have, like, a mild conflict at this restaurant. Great. I can make a quick comment. We can come back. I'm not going to be lost. Like, I don't think it's a big deal. I'm not going to talk for, like, 30 minutes straight in a movie, but I should be able to make commentary.
That's more thought out than me. I need everybody to know what I'm thinking all the time.
Sometimes she'll just hit me with a 4 score 7 years ago, and I'm like, I'm in for it now. Tyler, on the subject of you being bombastic while watching movies, do you want to explain to Zach your strategy for watching movies that are scary or stressful, how you kind of help yourself out during that?
How I watch them. I make a tiny little square with my fingers and I watch the movie through that.
Are you serious?
Because, yeah, it makes it smaller and farther away and easier to handle.
Oh my god, dude, I just eat during them. I feel like if you're eating, you like can't emotionally connect with what's going on. It like keeps you like one layer removed from the movie.
Interesting. Maybe I'll try that.
Your thing's cool.
it's more uncomfortable situations because I don't actually watch scary movies very much because I don't like them. But I get horrible secondhand embarrassment sometimes, and I need to distance myself.
I don't like lying in shows. I don't like when characters lie to each other.
Thank you.
So if we watch like anything and someone's telling a lie, I have to physically like leave the room. I like can't do it.
I don't mind that so much, but one of the things I hate is when characters are like pretending to be somebody else, and it's like, ooh, are they gonna get caught? Can they get away with it? And the whole time I'm just fucking itchy. Like, oh, I hate that plot. I hate that plot.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's like, when I watch Love Island or something, if we're like watching some garbage like that, it makes me so physically uncomfortable sometimes because it's like watching the two dumbest people invent human interaction like in real time.
Yeah.
I mean, the producers did that for them.
Yeah. Hey, you got to talk to her. Oh, man.
She's got titties and whatnot.
Yeah, well, oh, all right. So, yeah, I'll go sit down. Is she hot? You can see her. She's right there. You know if she's hot or not. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, we cast an uggo on the show Love Island. Oh, yeah. Fucking
sounds real ugly.
It sounds like Lenneth is on this podcast all of a sudden. That's weird.
Come on.
Real uggo on this one. That actually fucked. You need to have a show where it's on there and it's like one normal looking person and like everybody else. And they're just like, ah, I feel like a fucking goblin.
Did they not do that in like 2003? Did the VH1 not have that show or something? I feel like they must have.
You're thinking, no, he was still attractive, but they thought it was.
Oh, Joe Millionaire. Joe Millionaire.
He was a millionaire, but he wasn't a millionaire.
Right.
Joe Millionaire, yeah.
So they all treated him like way better, but he wasn't as hot as they were. Like, they were like a millionaire. All right.
Now, I'm not saying
she's interested to read those contracts because that feels like fraud to me.
They must have been like,
for like a when you think of it as
$1 million and like lied to them on the premise. I bet.
Yeah.
Some of these women may have turned down job offers because they were so sure they were going to marry Joe Millionaire, and he wasn't even a millionaire.
Oh, I'm going to look so marketable on this Joe Millionaire show. I'm going to parlay that into different other deals. Oh, she's the worst person of all time.
Well, it's weird how many times that works. I didn't do anything that super fun for the 4th of July because I had to run a sandcastle contest for the park.
Ooh, nice.
Some of the castles were kind of cool, but it's 4th of July weekend, and there were so many people on the beach. So many people on the beach who I feel like had the IQ of Love Island, you know? Just yeah. I was watching people like struggling to set up like canopies and tents like all day. And it's just, nice. It was rough. It was real rough out there. But I didn't see anybody eat it like that one lady on a bike. Oh, I was so sad you weren't there.
I want to hear about this in detail now. We haven't actually talked about this. Like,
that's true. I was driving around and this lady was like biking on the sidewalk and she tried to take a shortcut like to a parking lot, like probably to try to get back to her car. Mm-hmm. But I work at the beach, so it's all sand, you know? So she just immediately lost all velocity and went over like a Muppet, just like, wow, you know, and, yes. But because it's sand and she was going like 2 miles an hour to begin with, she didn't get hurt at all. Like it could have been tragic. And then I wouldn't have told you about it, but she was just like, wow, and fell in the sand and like everybody saw her. And then she had to pick the bike up and like carry it out of the sand and get back on. Oh, it was so good.
So I heard sponsors cheering. It's like if you fall on a college campus, you're fucked.
Yeah. That's like when Saving Private Greg, we went to some frat party and we all were so, so drunk, so incredibly drunk. And our one at the time friend started to like choke on his own vomit. So we were like, we got to get him out of here. But the door didn't have like a doorknob and we were so drunk that we couldn't figure out how to open it. And everybody was just yelling at us. And we were trying to get out of there. It was very stressful.
But we got him home safe.
Yeah.
And he lived to probably sexually assault one of our friends. We aren't sure.
Not 100% sure.
Wow. Yeah. You guys sure can party, huh?
He's a real piece of shit.
Real piece of shit.
In other hilarious news, what other great stories do you guys have? Did you know Pol Pot killed millions of people?
I was going to take it back to Zach's love of people falling down.
Hell yeah, that's that.
Because it is a thing. Sorry, this is going to be a rerun for you, Zach. It is a thing that Zach loves stories about people falling down so much that when I see someone fall down, I text him about it.
Yeah.
And the best one I ever saw was when I was walking the dogs, there was a kid playing by themselves at the park and was just like shooting on goal and then getting the ball out and shooting on goal again. And the ball was in the net, had to go in and like turned to kick the ball out, got foot stuck in hole of net, ate shit absolutely like 4.5 feet from me, and I just had to not laugh.
That's hilarious.
I think definitely would have laughed.
The best fall I ever saw was in college, and it was during Spring Fest, which was like our party week. And I went to open the door into our dining hall, and there was a little person on the other side, and she was extremely surprised and drunk and just fell down like a turtle on her back. And I literally almost shit my pants.
Oh, man. That's so funny. And it definitely makes it funnier. It definitely makes it funnier.
Yeah, just objectively. There's no judgment. It's just objectively funnier.
Oh yeah, it's like people fall down, but it does make it funnier. I think the best one I've ever seen. So I was pissed because I missed what could have been the best one I ever saw. Like I was like 2 minutes late. We had like this one really narrow staircase in one specific part of our high school, like coming kind of from the back of the school, and a big fat kid fell down the stairs. Like this is like moments before I got there. And tried to like grab onto the railing to like hold himself up, but he couldn't.
No.
So he kept rolling and grabbing it and like twisting and rolling. He rolled like all the way down this flight of stairs doing that, splayed out at the bottom. And literally like 2 minutes later, I walk up and like my friend Sean is just—he just got his hands on his head, just like standing there, like looking down. I'm like, dude, what happened? He's like, you missed the greatest thing that has ever happened, and I really do feel like I did. But I did see someone in that same year slip on a literal banana peel and kick over a garbage can. Like feet straight up in the air, like out like a cartoon, and then they kicked over a garbage can when they did that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It was good. That one was nice. And
well, I'm glad you
did not check on if they were okay or anything. I was like, whatever.
I'm glad you got to enjoy that happy memory, because now I'm going to make you mad with our next article from en.as.com. A beer from ancient Egypt is revived.
Oh my God.
Is the drink. This is the drink that the builders of the pyramids tried 3,000 years ago.
So Zach has made this. Make it, I think. Like, you can get this. Like, so annoying.
To take you behind the bit a little bit. Before you were on, Tyler was going through the articles and it was like, okay, maybe this one, maybe this one. Who's our guest? And I said it was you, and he was like, oh yeah, we'll do this one for sure.
Oh my God.
I mean, it has about as much content as you'd think. Middle Eastern studies scholar and self-taught brewer Dylan McDonnell, he was bored and he decided to try to recreate some ancient beer. But like every article we do on this, recreate is really stretching it, because like there's no recipe to work on, and you can't really like do a full chemical analysis on ancient beer because it's gone. So what he did was just read some old timey kind of medical texts, because they're beer related kind of, and he was like, oh, here are the most commonly used ingredients here. I'll make a beer out of those. And then he did that. So, Zach, how much do you like this?
So I feel like we read this like almost exact article like a couple times ago. Like, I swear to God, the guy did the same thing where he was like, well, it's these components. I'll just kind of throw them all together. And it's like, again, if you're going to half-ass it, don't let someone write an article about you. Like, unless you're going to actually try, you're going to actually go through and do it. I don't want to hear another fucking article about this. Because again, Dogfish Head sold this beer commercially.
Yeah.
Across the whole country. Like, it's like, this is not cool anymore. This is like, I swear to God, take another fucking hop to space. And, you know, and then say you've made a space beer. It is so, ugh. And they do it with every culture. Like, this is an ancient Persian beer.
Yep.
This is an ancient Celtic beer. Oh, a Viking beer. And you're like, this is the yeast from C.S. Lewis's shoes. And you're like, whose chair, whose butt yeast did we get?
Was it Roald Dahl? I think it was Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
It was. I want more of that. I want the Sydney Sweeney bathwater beer. We got like that's the new version.
It's not in the budget. Sorry, man.
Winston Churchill yeast.
Oh god damn. Flap.
Yeah.
God damn. That would be gnarly. I do credit the guy because he did grow his own Egyptian purple barley, which is kind of cool.
I take it back. That's all right. That's fine.
Well, so hold on though. That ingredient is going to be so violently dissimilar from the ancient Egyptian ingredient that you might as well not have bothered. Because I'm sure it's undergone a lot of modifications between now and then, and it's different soil, different water, different air. Like, it's a different product.
The terroir.
Yeah.
Well, good, then I got two birds with one stone on this article, is all I can say to that,
Samuel. We're both annoyed with you, is what you're saying? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm with you. I think you did a good job.
Your perspective.
No, if your goal was to get an article, like, it shows, this to me is like an act of service. Like, it shows that you know me really well, that you could piss me off this much with an article. So I actually
absolutely
appreciate you, and this really did piss me off.
This is Tyler's love language, which is why one of these days Becca is going to stab him in his sleep.
Absolutely. I do think somebody's going to kill me. I don't think I'm going to go out naturally. Because, like,
73 hit by a bus, heard it here first.
No. I mean, like, aggressively. Like, because
I'm saying you're wrong. You're going to get hit by a bus at the age of 73.
Oh, I'm going to get hit by a bus? Okay, maybe.
Because you, like, get confused.
I do get... that's probably true. Dementia runs in my family. Because I've never really faced the consequences for my actions before, and I feel like it's all piling up, you know? Like, I've been rude to so many people who should have just pounded me into the dirt, and it's never happened. So one day, somebody's just gonna, like, fucking cave my skull in with a tire iron.
Do you want me to spend a month shooting you once per day with a slingshot? Just to
work that karma off?
Yeah. Levels down?
It's not a bad idea. Ping me in the cheek with a paintball gun every couple weeks.
Oof.
Yeah, my next sabbatical, that's how I'm going to spend it. I'm going to abandon my family to harass my best friend, I guess.
Oh my god, dude. I just thought of such it's a cynical business, but I think this is, instead of a right-wing grift, we lean into a Hunger Games future. We start a company where people pay to, with paintball guns, hunt other people.
Oh.
And those people enter... Because if they win, they get like a third of the total money of the pot. So they get a little small payout and we keep the majority of the money. And really all we're doing is providing land, which you can get cheaply, and then like some like little cheaply built obstacles and stuff, and then the paintball equipment.
Yeah. I mean, this is just bum fights with extra steps, but I'm in.
Yeah. If they hide there for an hour and they make it, they get the pot.
So, I like it. I like it. I'm into it. Well, good. Something good has come out of you don't hunt a man. Okay. So that was a weird way to end that article. But what have y'all been doing outside of the 4th of July? Who's got something going on, Sam?
Well, so I was a little hesitant there at the end to talk about these legally dubious things because I was recently informed that I will be serving on a jury.
Oh!
This is my first lifetime jury duty poll.
Yeah. And
I don't know if either of you boys have done this. If you have, you've definitely told me, but I don't remember.
Yeah, so what happened in California, I got summoned to be in a jury pool for a murder trial. Somebody had stabbed somebody else to death, just like we were talking about, in the park. And they wanted me to be on the jury. And so I was like, fuck, that sounds rad. Like, I would love to be on a jury and just see how everything goes down. But then they were like, it's going to be 8 months. And I was like, I can't get paid $5 a day for 8 months. So I put in a hardship claim and they dismissed me from the jury.
Everyone would have a hardship claim. Surely, like, What do they need? Like, I feel like you would think in a trial like that, you're like, okay, you're going to make the equivalent of like 60 grand and have your food and housing covered.
Yeah.
To be on the jury for 8 months. And everyone would be like, hell yeah, let's go do some justice or whatever.
But I was bummed. I would love to be on a jury. Sam, I hope you get to be part of the jury. I think it's so cool.
So the way our job works, they still pay you.
Oh, that's
cool. You're on the jury. Plus, I get, if I read the thing correctly, $50 a day.
See, I worked at a thrift store at the time, so they were not going to pay me to be on the jury.
Right. It honestly seems like they should be legally obligated to, but whatever.
Yeah, we don't need
to
get it does.
So, I guess my questions... This isn't happening until September. Like, I had to fill out a fucking information sheet, but it's the second week of September that I'm like, I have to report and we'll see if anything happens, yada yada. But I had a bunch of questions for you guys who don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, should I do it? How do I get into it or out of it? What do I wear? Am I cool to wear gym shorts or whatever? Do I have to wear a suit? What the fuck? And like, do you guys have any good ideas for like bits? Like, should I just do a Scottish accent or whatever?
No, you will be held in contempt. They will hold you in contempt.
Can you do your Scottish accent really quick and then I'll decide.
Donkey!
Can you say anything else or is it mostly donkey?
Get out of me, swamp!
Okay, alright.
Is this a swamp or animal-based crime that you're...
I have not been told. My guess is it's not set yet.
I don't know which crime. If you can, so the way to get off the juries is usually to express an extreme political opinion either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, honestly, I think the American like prison complex is ruining society. Like, you'll get off. They'll try to get you out of there.
They were asking questions in my jury pool, like, because it was a stabbing case. So they were like, you know, do you ever carry a knife or something? And so if you wanted to get off, you'd be like, yeah, absolutely. It's the only way I protect myself. And then the defense would be like, he's fucking out of here. So, yeah.
And so I haven't decided if I want to be in it or not.
I think you should do it. I advocate for you doing it.
Definitely try to do it.
It's good content, although maybe I'm legally not allowed to talk
about
it.
You cannot talk about it, Samuel. No.
Well, then I need to get out of it. It's the only reason I was going to do it.
Oh, you can man, talk about never it. Guess what happened at the party I was at. When guest number two got the evidence.
When 12 of us were deliberating about a thing.
Now, you can talk about it all you want after the trial. But during, you cannot talk about it, or you will get in trouble.
I was sure not during, but like after the fact, are you allowed to be like,
after the fact, you can do whatever you want.
I was wasted, man. Why was he in the jury?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm pretty sure someone like the OJ jurors like wrote books.
Wild.
Yeah.
Here's the mistake I made. Is that what the books were called?
I guess. I don't know.
What a weird trial that must have been.
I got bamboozled. If I want to be on the jury, what type of shit should I say? Not, I love knives and hate prisons, I guess. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think it's just luck of the draw. Like, if you just act normal during the interview, they're like gonna like barter with each other about who does and doesn't go on. So like, there's no way to anticipate what they're gonna have a preference for. But just be normal, and you're probably, everyone else is trying to get out of it. So even just trying to do it normal, I think, is gonna give you an advantage.
Yeah, I agree. Just don't act crazy and like be thoughtful in your answers. But other than that, like, it's all about, because the prosecutors and the defenders, you know, they're always like dismissing jurors for potential, you know, being potentially like lenient to whatever side. So it's just kind of a crapshoot, like Zach said. But you can get out of it by being very extreme. But I don't think you should do that.
Do you know what type of case it's going to be before they start whittling you down?
No. I didn't.
I was talking to my folks about this earlier, and my mom was part of a jury pool while she was pregnant, and learned through one of the lawyers, so I guess maybe this wasn't supposed to happen, that it was like a child abuse case. And the lawyer was like, there's no fucking way you end up on this jury. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna get you out of here as quick as they can.
Yeah, for sure. No, I believe, if I recall, it was like the first day we were all sitting in the big room. They were like, this is the case, and we're going to start calling you and asking you questions one by one. And then I was like, ooh, I got to go, brother. I got to go.
And 1 to 10, how allowed am I to, like, bring my phone?
You can bring it, but you can't be on your phone. They will take, I'm pretty sure they take it away. I mean,
like, between whatever.
Well, so, at least when I was doing it, I spent the whole day in a big-ass room with everybody else, watching everybody be questioned one by one. So, I was not allowed to be on my phone. I think they took it away, in fact.
So my follow-up question about if I'm allowed to bring my Nintendo Switch.
You might be able to get a Game Boy. Yeah, get a Game Boy Pocket or like a Tamagotchi through there, maybe. Yeah, exactly. If you put it in nature's pocket, you could probably smuggle it through.
You were talking me into this at first, and now I'm like, oh, wait, this is going to be boring as shit. Can I bring a book? Like a fucking book-ass book?
You can bring a book. You can bring a book.
I was going to be like, can I bring 10 books? And then I remember that I read very slowly. So I'll bring one.
I don't know. I think it's super interesting. If you don't find it interesting, like if you don't find the legal process somewhat interesting, then yeah, you'll be bored as shit and you should try to get out of it.
So I do think there are parts that I would find interesting, but I'm hearing that I have to hear 1,000 nerds be asked the same questions over and over and over again. That is not interesting.
You'll have plenty of time to think of something clever to say if you really want to.
Right. I will also probably be in court in September for that other dude I caught jerking off.
Jesus.
Yeah.
The Sperminator? Yeah. Do we ever pitch that one?
I don't like the Sperminator. I don't like that. I think Buster Gold is funny. That's my favorite.
Buster Gold is funny.
Yeah.
Zach, hit us up in September for our legal content. We'll have, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'll have to go commit a crime between now and then. So from the other angle.
Definitely. Well, all you have to do is be an illegal immigrant, because from finance.yahoo.com, we've got our next article. Trump's immigration crackdown is hurting sales of America's most popular beer. That's right, you guys. So we all know that after Budweiser's disastrous advertising campaign with notorious personality, I honestly forget already, that Modelo sprung to number one most popular beer in the U.S. But apparently it's gone down 3.3% in the last quarter, and they're blaming some of that on the immigration crackdown. One of the CEOs here says that occasions on which beer is consumed have decreased. There being like Latino folks are not going out to eat as much as they had. They're having less social occasions at home, and so that's why he thinks people aren't drinking it as much.
Yeah, wow, it's pretty heavy stuff.
Heavy stuff, guys. Heavy subject matter.
Latinos drink a bunch of Modelo,
I guess. I don't know.
To believe.
I would assume that one of these vice presidents of whatever knows more about their consumer base than me. But I also find it hard to believe that everybody who's drinking Modelo is Latino, because like they got a bunch of more drinkers after the whole Budweiser thing. Presumably those are white guys, no?
Yeah, no, I think of this as a drink for white people at Mexican restaurants.
I don't know.
Or me at home. But I wonder, too, if it became the number one only because, like, Budweiser fractured partial votes, and it just kind of benefited the most from a unified customer base.
So true. So true, Zach.
Or if you were, homophobic but not xenophobic, you could pivot pretty easily.
I'd like to see those circles. I'd like to see that Venn diagram, exactly.
Let's get that in the show. Really pick his brain.
You could be Mexican, right? Like, you could, I guess, if you were like, you were a Budweiser Mexican, though, and you could switch over.
Sure. Budweiser Mexican feels
could be homophobic. Like
it's an advertising campaign to me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
My name is Jose, and I'm a Budweiser Mexican. Jesus Christ, lowest common denominator bullshit.
Oh man, what do they have? Like a, I guess it would be during Cinco de Mayo when they have to run that. I was like, I actually would be shocked to see that at like the World Cup as like a commercial on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy. I also wonder too how much of it is just like when the economy is bad, like you're not going to go out. You're going to be economical about your drinking. You're going to see less restaurant sales stuff. Maybe you're going to be drinking the cheapest vodka possible. And bang for your buck.
And everybody knows beer is losing market share, like year after year. Yeah. So I don't know. I saw a White Claw commercial today, and I was like, boy, I bet they wish it could be 2018 again. Bet White Claw wishes they could turn back the clock. Yeah.
Dude, all the way through COVID, dude, White Claw is absolutely crushing it.
Yeah. I wasn't going anywhere with that. Actually, is what I reeled.
White Claw and Zoom, some
White Claw and
huge
Zoom
beneficiaries.
Yeah,
pour out a White Claw.
Damn. And Zoom. Okay, here's what bothers me. You know, Microsoft killed Skype, right? Then why does Skype for Business auto start when my laptop turns on? You fucking zombie! Get out of here!
What is this?
Yeah,
I get every time I boot up a thing like you should upgrade your Skype. Click here to upgrade, and I'm like, you don't exist!
Yeah, makes me mad. How do we all feel about our beers? Is anybody mad about what they were drinking?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, totally we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait to hear from you, though.
You're such an asshole.
Zach, what do you think about that beer?
So I had Summer Nights from Central Waters Brewing. It is a wheat ale brewed with peaches and black tea. It's like a 5.2% ABV, according to Untappd. I think it was fine. I didn't have a bad time, and I drank it fairly easily. I feel like the problem with like a fruit or like herbally flavored beer like this, like with tea, is like not really to me a great session thing, because like I want something with a little bit more neutral of a flavor if I'm going to be drinking a bunch of them all day. That's kind of what it felt like to me, is what it the best case scenario for it. And I was like, I can't think of an occasion where I'd really want this more than just one of them. I will give it a 5.2 to match its ABV. This was I'd recommend it to like, I don't know, you love like peach tea is like a thing that you love and seek out. Maybe you'll find some of that here.
If you want Keeny Stones so bad.
I'm looking back at the spreadsheet. I gave this a 7.1.
Wow.
So I would be curious to go back and listen to hear who I recommended it to see if it's like, oh, my friend Zach, I think he would think this is really tasty.
Yeah, it's usually how you say things. Yeah, you sound like Professor Oak. So yeah, that's what
I had Lost Rhino's New River Pale Ale, 5.4% ABV. And although this beer wasn't bad, it wasn't a pale ale. Far too malty to be a pale ale. So I'm going to give it a 3.8 because, like I said, it didn't taste bad, but it just completely lied to me. Just 100% lied to me. So it's got to lose points. 3.8, and I'll recommend this to somebody who thought this just said ale on it, and then they won't be so disappointed. Samuel?
So I googled what's like a pale ale but slightly more malty.
Yeah.
American Amber Ale.
Maybe that's what
English
I was talking about.
Pale Ale. Vienna Lager, Scottish Ale. No, way too malty.
No, I think I probably meant like an American Amber Ale, but it's just too malty to be a pale ale. That's not what it is. Samuel?
Yeah. I had Drecker, Big Lump of Knobs. I don't know if this is a reference. You guys know that that the It's Corn song?
Yes, no. Yes. Yes. It's got the juice.
One of the lines is, it's a big lump with knobs. This is Big Lump O Knobs. So I don't know.
It's probably a reference.
A much better song than This Is a Beer. But also, like, I hate lagers. So, of course, I don't like this. I think I like this better than most lagers because there's anything going on at all. But what's going on is corn, which is not that interesting. So I'm going to give this a 4 and recommend this to people who think, who think lagers can't be good, but this isn't good.
I'm going to make a pitch for a corn goza with a bit of like tagine kind of spice to it. You could make like an elote beer.
You're more than welcome to make that beer present.
Yeah, yeah, you go for it.
Come on, make that. Go make it, listeners. Just get out there and then let us know. I think that's how you do
corn beer. That's
how you do it.
Yuck.
That's all I got.
Okay. Know what you're drinking next week?
I do. I have a different beer that I'm angry about drinking.
Oh, good.
Nice. We've talked before about ESBs on the show and how they, like, as a style, like, don't really fit a true definition.
Yeah.
I'm not having one. Actually, I haven't checked what it's classified as on Untappd. But this is not listed as an extra special bitter. It's listed as an ordinary bitter.
What?
And I don't know what that means. And I was like, well, I can't wait to hate that on the show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm having.
Excited. I'm excited. Well, Zach, too bad.
You'll have the extra special afterwards. You'll be able to appreciate it a little bit more.
Nah. Too bad you won't be able to be here with us, Zach, but we appreciate you being here on this episode.
Yeah, no problem. Food for thought for you. I think it's weird that broccolini are bigger than broccoli. It feels like they should be smaller based on the name.
Yeah, man.
What?
Sam, I will see you next week.
Okay.
Folks, if you want to let us know about which vegetable upsets you, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on the links at brewsdaytuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday.com. Let us give it all. See you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Here comes a beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
Did you know that broccolini is a hybrid vegetable?
What?
Broccoli and Chinese broccoli.
Oh man, it's like a Lucy Liu of broccoli.
Yeah, I didn't realize that broccoli was Jewish. That's weird.
Explains why it's my favorite broccoli.
Exactly.